You're listening to SBS News. Hailing from County Waterford in Ireland, Billy O'Fallu has called Australia home for the past 7 years. An archaeologist, Billy met his fiancée on a blind date after only 3 months in the country. He says there are many things that draw Irish people to Australia, including the heat and the lifestyle.
Certainly being able to do such amazing new things. I could have never gone to a place like Weipa and worked with traditional owners there back in Ireland. Cape York is almost the size of Ireland. It is just so vast. From an archaeological standpoint, you go over 60,000 years, whereas Ireland's around 10,000 years. It's just a complete smack to the head of culture when you come here.
While Billy is enjoying his life here in Australia, he says maintaining cultural links to Ireland is important.
Certainly being in Australia, it's a part of your kind of life force, really. One thing, for instance, if you're an Irish person without any other Irish people, you can never speak the language, no one will understand. And you do start to feel that die within you, unless you're around other Irish people and can talk with them. Just having things like music and things like that in turns of phrase.
If a long-awaited referendum succeeds in October, he could be among 100,000 non-resident citizens in Australia, given the right to vote in Ireland's presidential elections. Irish Minister for the Diaspora, Kieran Cannon, says he's hoping for a positive result.
We think it's perfectly appropriate and indeed desirable that those 3.6 million citizens who live outside the Republic should have a role to play in deciding who is our first citizen, that person who best embodies who we are as a people and reflects, I suppose, the new Ireland, the contemporary Ireland of the 21st century.
The move would almost double the size of Ireland's electorate. Mr. Cannon says it's part of the country's plan to double its sphere of influence by 2025, including into Australia and the Pacific.
I've spent a lot of time in this region over the last 6 months or so visiting a number of Pacific Island states, and a lot of them have voiced a concern that with Britain leaving the European Union, a critically important interlocutor for them in Brussels in terms of their relationship with the European Union, that we are more than willing to step into that void and be that friend, be that ally for them, and indeed for Australia, and indeed for your near neighbours, New Zealand.
He says the Irish government is committing $20 million over the next 6 years to help Pacific Island nations respond to their greatest concern, climate change.
We see that as a responsibility as global citizens and as an island state on the edge of Europe, which is also seeing the impact of climate change, albeit not to the extent of what's happening in this part of the world. But we do feel that it's important that small island states around the world begin to speak with one voice on the responsibilities that we all bear to address this.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.